You're listening to Woo Woo 111.1, where we will discuss our favorite holistic practices for mental wellness, like yoga, meditation, crystals, tapping, energy healing, and everything in between. We are your hosts. I'm Laura Lee, aka LL.
I am Tabitha, aka Tabby.
We hope you enjoy. Hey, so what's been coming up for months now, maybe even back at the end of last year, but definitely the beginning of 2021, it was just podcasts kept coming up. And in the spring, maybe April, something like that, I had a session with a spiritual mentor of mine, and she basically told me, like, you need to get on podcasts, you need to do interviews, you need to get your story out, you just need to do it. And I'm like, that's funny that you say that, because it's been coming up a lot, but I never had any interest in doing a podcast. And funny enough, just last year, not to say that I never had listened to podcasts before last 2020 summer, July-ish, I just very rarely ever listened to podcasts. And if I did, it was comedy podcasts, like, you know, WTF, for example, probably the only one that I listened to. But I haven't listened to them for years, and I haven't even really listened to Conan's podcast, and I'm a huge fan. Anybody that knows me knows that I love Conan. But yeah, and then one day I had a memory of being a kid, being with my friend Jen and her sister Joss, and we would record ourselves on our little record and play cassette player. Probably dating myself, but you know. And we would do these interviews, and we would pretend to be celebrities and interview them, and just we would play the piano. We had so much fun, and we were just always like hanging out in the basement. It was always the kids in the basement doing their crazy shit on the tape recorder. And so then I thought, well, I was kind of doing podcasts before podcasts was even a thing. Like, it was a joke, and it was all in fun, and it was only for us. I don't think we played it for anybody else, those tapes. And I did have them for many, many years, and I think the last time, which was actually my second time, that I moved out to Vancouver Island, or BC, off the coast, I threw them all out because I didn't have a tape recorder anymore, so I couldn't listen to them. Never thought, go to, like, you know, thrift store, buy one, and then you can listen to these things. I just got rid of them. So that was kind of sad, because those were probably hilarious. But yeah, it just has come up and come up again. And then one of my clients, we were talking about it. We were hanging out. I got onto Clubhouse, and I realized, well, hey, like, Clubhouse is like a podcast, but I don't have to worry about all the technology. I just have to turn on the app and, like, talk to people. And it was really cool. I absolutely loved it. Made so many connections. Grew my following on Instagram. Still talk to these people and interact with them on Instagram all the time. And I think about them all the time. But I haven't actually been on in several months. And was only on... I was doing a weekly show with a bunch of women. And in the end, I just had so much going on that I just couldn't make it. And so, yeah, I just stopped using. I just kept pausing notifications every Monday to like, no, I don't want to know about what's going on, because I don't want to get sucked into it, because it's very addicting. I love it, but it was very addicting. But yeah, so we kind of started hanging out on Clubhouse together, and then doing rooms together. And we had a lot of fun, and we kept talking, like, well, we should do a podcast. But we never did. And I think that was because I had this fear that there's so much technology to it. And I'm like, for the last 2 years, I've learned so much technology. Like, I am done with learning new technology. So I just kept putting it to, like, the side. And anyway, it came up again. And this week we sat down and we talked about it, like, okay, we're going to do it. We've named it. We had the name. It was the name that we were using when we were doing the Clubhouse rooms. And today she created a logo, and it's awesome. I love it. And yeah, so this, I guess, will be the, can there be an episode zero where we just talk about how this kind of came about? This will be episode zero. So, hey, I'm Lori Lee. You'll meet Tabitha at some point. And don't call me Laura. I just got a text, another one again, from somebody on Facebook that doesn't know me and sends me a DM and calls me by the wrong name, which irritates me so much. I'm actually going to write a post about it, I think, because I've been thinking about it for a while. But yeah, I'm LL. And yeah, you're going to be listening to Woo Woo 111.1. Where we talk about our favorite holistic practices for mental wellness, anything from yoga and meditation and tapping, crystals and Reiki, you name it. If it's woo-woo or you consider it weird, if you're not woo-woo, that's what we're into. So yeah, I hope that you enjoy whatever we come up with. I am super, super excited. I actually wanted just to record myself because I just had this amazing kind of download just before I started recording this. And it was all about all the connections that I've been making through social media. And what's crazy about that is I hated social media, any form of social media. I hated any form of media. I dislike, for multiple reasons that we won't get into. Yeah, I was just going to record a little memo for myself to remind myself of that I want to write about this, just write about the connections that I've made over the last year, basically. Actually, no. Yeah, no, like a year and a half, I guess. Yeah. And yeah, just so many amazing people and so many amazing women especially, but a lot of men too, just supporting each other. And it was something, maybe because of what's been going on in the last 18 months, being September 16th, 2021, you can figure out what I'm talking about. And yeah, I just decided I'm just gonna talk about everything. So there we go. I'm done. Episode zero.
Discombobulated, seriously. You'll probably get a lot of this on my podcast, but hey, whatever. We go with the flow, right? So I originally had a podcast before, and I started it probably, I would say, the fall of 2020, and it was actually called Soul Retreat 1111. And that podcast pertained to my business that I have currently. And it didn't really go too many places. At the time, I had a lot going on. I was building this business, which I'm still doing now. And I was really trying to work on my own self, my own inner healing, which, as many people know, is a daily challenge, or not challenge, it's a daily task. We are always working on ourselves and trying to improve ourselves, and we're always a work in progress. So it just was, at the start of the podcast, I was still really working on myself, and I had still made quite a bit of progression from the beginning of my spiritual journey to the time I started the podcast the last time. So that podcast was all about very much what my business is about. It was about positivity, shifting your mindset, manifestation, the laws of attraction, etc. And it was at this time that I was really feeling disconnected and isolated from people. Aside from what's been going on in the last 18 months, which you guys can figure that out, I was also feeling very disconnected and isolated from people that also shared the same views and not necessarily values, but the same views and perspective on life and spirituality as I did. And I know that's part of an awakening and a transition, and when you're up-leveling your life, but it's also very scary and can also be very lonely and isolating, like I said. And I was feeling very drawn to connect with other women, men, whatever, that shared the same beliefs and views as I did, because let's be honest, a lot of people find crystals and their healing properties and crystal healing and Reiki and tarot and oracle and pendulums and meditation, all of that stuff, very weird or woo-woo, as a lot of people call it, in the spiritual world. And that sort of sets them off a little bit. Not sets them off in a bad way, but puts them off. That's the word that I'm looking for. And it can be very disheartening and very isolating. And I especially found this because not a lot of my, well, honestly, not any of my friends or my family were into this whatsoever. And that was also a very challenging thing to deal with, because I couldn't freely do my new moon or full moon rituals. Like, I love doing them. I love following the lunar phase. They're just great times for different things to do in your life, releasing, bringing in, setting new intentions, etc. And I really couldn't, I feel like I couldn't practice my tarot and my oracle stuff or a pendulum, like out in the open in front of them, because I was honestly afraid of what they would say because it was so different. I was born and raised Catholic, and to come from a different angle, like, that's very woo-woo and witchy. I love making abundance pouches and abundance jars and manifestation spray, etc., like all of that stuff. It can be very intimidating and isolating when you don't have people in your life that resonate with that sort of stuff, especially people that are close to you, like a spouse or sisters or parents, whatever. So I had really I had always wanted to do a podcast because I started listening to them a few years ago, and it started off with Two Girls, One Ghost, which I love the podcast. I still listen to it, although I'm a little bit behind. And then it just kind of escalated from there into other true crime ones or, horror ones or mindset ones and manifestation, etc. So I had really wanted to do a podcast, and I thought this would be really cool to do with somebody else, but because I didn't have anybody else that was interested in the same things that I was interested in, it was a little bit tricky. So I decided to bite the bullet and I did my own podcast, but that kind of fell off the wagon because, like I said, I really wanted to do something with somebody else. So I really worked on manifesting friends and mentors that, could help me along my journey, and we could help each other along our journeys and learn from each other. And I remember the end of last year, early this year, I think it might have been early this year, I had posted in a group, and I was just looking for help. I had so many ideas running through my head about how I wanted to take this business, and the end of it, this business has really turned into nothing that I had originally thought it would, and that I was originally planning for. I was ultimately starting off as like a business coach, and then kind of like throwing spirituality stuff in there. But then I ended up kind of changing to life coach, and then And then I went through a period where I was like, you know what? I don't think I'm going to do any type of coaching. That's not for me. I'm just going to sell products and, you know, tarot and oracle. But then I really still felt called to kind of collaborate with other women and really be service-based and product-based. So that's how I kind of came to be where I am now, which I don't like to label things, but if I had to label it, I mean, I'm a variety of things, but I always refer to myself now when people ask as a spiritual entrepreneur. I also am a Reiki level 2 practitioner. I am an EFT meditation coach, a crystal healer, and I also co-host another podcast called Woo Woo 111.1 with my amazing dear friend Laura Lee, who happens to be one of the very first connections that I made when I was originally looking for people back in January. And we just connected instantly, and it was amazing, and she is amazing. And I had mentioned to her before, like, hey, we really should do a podcast, because I was still on a podcast kick and I really wanted to do one. And she was a bit nervous, you know, that there'd be a lot of tech involved, and she wasn't sure about, you know, the recordings and that sort of stuff. But so we kind of let it slide, you know, we didn't really do anything with it. But again, this podcast idea just kind of kept creeping up into my mind, and I guess I found the podcast a bit easier to do because I was very nervous to do like lives and stuff on Instagram, which now I'm fine. I've gotten way better at them. But the idea of a podcast was nice because people couldn't look at me and it was all pre-recorded, even though I have a vlog channel or a YouTube channel. So it was kind of funny because for her it was the opposite. Like, she just wasn't, like, she was a little bit more comfortable with lives than I was, but still not 100% comfortable. And she used to go on something called Clubhouse all the time, and she would do rooms and co-host rooms and stuff, and I couldn't do it. Like, I was so nervous to go up on the Clubhouse stage and talk to people, and because it was real time, and that made me really nervous. But I did get over that hurdle, and I became like obsessed with listening to Clubhouse. So now I've kind of stopped listening to it, but I would like to get back to it again. And yeah, we used to do rooms on there together, and you know, I mentioned again, like, hey, we should really do the podcast. And so we were kind of talking about it in our meeting this week, and you know, she said, I just don't know about all the technology involved. And I said, there's like, how do you get it on Spotify or iTunes? And I said, it automatically uploads, and there's so many ways now that you can do it too, like where you can pre-record your stuff and then upload it to Anchor or Spotify or Apple, however it may be. And it just makes it so user-friendly. So after our discussion, we decided that we were gonna do it, and so we used the name, the clever, I love the name, Woo Woo 111.1, for our podcast. And I created the cover art and Instagram and email yesterday, so now we are doing it, and I am so excited for it because I just feel such a passion and like buzz within me that it's crazy. It's so fun. It just feels so aligned, and I'm totally looking forward to it. And basically the podcast is just going to be, it's going to be anything that you could think of in terms of spirituality or woo-woo or weird. And one other thing I want to mention was what really got me started on this journey was I suffered a lot with mental health challenges. And I mean, I still do from time to time. I'm human, right? And I just didn't want to have to rely on medications and all of that sort of stuff. And it's not that I'm knocking medications, because I do take medication for a certain thing. But I just really wanted my mental health to be more natural and handled in a more holistic way. And that's really what got me into everything. The
podcast really opened my eyes, and I knew that I needed to work on my mindset and my gratitude. And I always thought I was a pretty positive and upbeat person, which I think I was to some degree, but I was very harsh towards myself and my situations. And I really talked badly about myself. And I really had a negative mindset when it came to myself and, you know, my situation. So that's really how everything started. That's really how my journey started. And from there, I implemented a gratitude practice, which I love to share with people. I do gratitude polls like daily in my Facebook group and on Instagram. I started doing more tarot and oracle readings for myself, learning about crystals and sharing that information with people because I really love crystals. I love the healing properties that they have. I find them to be such an amazing tool, and not a lot of people, you know, want to use them, but I absolutely love them. So essentially that is how my story came to be and how now this podcast came to be. So I have this podcast that I'm doing right now, literally right now, The Talkings of a Tabby, and I think I will keep this podcast, but it's not really going to be any set schedule. I think it's just going to be the random talkings of me, kind of like how the name describes. But my other podcast, Woo Woo 111.1, is with Laura Lee, and it's going to be amazing. And I am so looking forward to that. So this is kind of my story, how my journey began and what led me to this point. And I really hope you guys enjoy it and stay tuned for our very first episode. We hope you enjoyed our episode 0, which is a little bit more in depth about our stories and how we got started in this. If you would like to reach out to us for feedback, episode topics, anything that comes up, you can give us a follow on Instagram, and our Instagram handle is at woowoo111.1. And you can just send us a DM there. Laura Lee and I have access to it, so we can check it and we'll get the notifications. And we're really excited, looking forward to continuing on with this. We hope you enjoy. Bye.